That is it. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 8 of hour 20 for Trivia 44. Question 8, the Plymouth Volare in picture number 29 doesn't have a moon roof like the one that a big screen couple drove to a national park, sat on the hood on a moonlit night under the stars, and enjoyed sipping a bottle of wine while eating Cheetos. Earlier in the movie, the woman proclaimed that she was pro-pancakes. What is the first and last name of this pancake-supporting female character? The answer, Emily Friel. Again, the answer to question 8, Emily Friel.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good afternoon with 90 FM News. I'm Kaylee Field. These thieves might really have sticky fingers. Police said an unknown number of culprits made off with 5.5 tons of Nutella, chocolate hazelnut spread from a parked trailer in the central German town of Bad Hersfeld over a weekend. The gooey loot is worth an estimated of $20,710. I'll have a look at central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, it's 33 outside and sunny. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 19 in question 1 of hour 21 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the trivia focus? There's always supposed to be a trivia focus.
Hey, Zach, this is Cole from 90 FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Sure, why not?
What is your team name?
It's G. Riedel and the Zombie Think Tank.
All right, what does that mean?
I'm G. Riedel, and the rest of these reprobates are the Zombie Think Tank.
How'd you come up with calling them the Zombie Think Tank?
Yeah, I figured, hey, these guys eat brains all the time. They've got to be smart. But
oh.
Really, they've been kind of a disappointment.
Can you give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
Dip, 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 dip. That's all, folks.
Not too bad. How long did it take you to collect these zombies?
Well, I just put an ad in the paper, and apparently they found me. So it works out pretty good, but, you know, I'm running out of food.
So how's the gaming going for you thus far, then?
Well, considering what I've already told you, you can just imagine it's not the strongest team.
Do they do dance numbers?
Yes. Actually, we have the dance we always do at the start. It's called the Dance of the Dead and Stupid.
People think that Acme stands for a company that makes everything. So can you get something from Acme, maybe, to help you?
Sometimes it don't always work like you want. Like, I've got a can of Acme's Zombie Be Gone.
Ah.
And I'll spray it in the bathroom, but sure enough, there's one right now throwing up in the bathroom.
So, what's your strategy for winning the competition now?
Well, I had one. I tried to explain them to me. All I got was a bunch of blank looks and some unintelligible conversation. So we really don't have a strategy.
And
even right now, during the day, I look around, and most of these guys are just laying on the couch. They're just dead.
Is there? Do you do anything with, like, the dead ones? Like, the ones that are passed out, do you, like... Is there something you do to them? Like,
I try and revive them with point beer, and that seems to work.
Ah, all right. Seems like the valuable option. What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
WWSP, right?
Yeah, 90 FM, right?
I did news, weather, and sports there 1 year back in the 80s.
But you still consider us the tastiest of all, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, dude. For Trivia Focus, I'm Cole. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
And you've got the zombie seal of approval.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance Company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, from hour 20 is Trivia Till Zero Puke 30. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 19. In fifth place with 2,705 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 2,850 points is Tin Man. In third place with 2,920 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 3,130 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. In first place with 3,155 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. Now here are the point values for questions in hour 19. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 30 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 55 points. Question 8 is worth 90 points. Once again, here are the point values for the questions in hour 19. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 30 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 55 points. And question 8 is worth 90 points. Now here is question 1 of hour 21 for Trivia 44. When sitcom character Rob Petrie tells his wife about his days of being bullied while in school, he tells of one particular bully who was ultimately stood up to. What is the full name that he uses when referring to this bully? Once again, question 1 of hour 21 of Trivia 44. When sitcom character Rob Petrie tells his wife about his days of being bullied while in school, he tells of one particular bully who is ultimately stood up to. What is the full name that he uses when referring to this bully? Good luck.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop but to cover. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess of Earth. We'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I
Yeah.
And we are on question one of hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question one, when sitcom character Rob Petrie tells his wife about his days of being bullied while in school, he tells of one particular bully who was ultimately stood up to. What is the full name that he uses when referring to this bully? Good luck. Down in the back. That is the only time that we have for question one of hour 21. Question one, when sitcom character Rob Petrie tells his wife about his days of being bullied while in school, he tells of one particular bully who was ultimately stood up to. What is the full name that he uses when referring to this bully? The answer, Gumhead Godfrey. Again, the answer to question one, Gumhead Godfrey. Moving on to question two, flat paneling is out. This paneling has deeper, wider grooves. The look is totally new. Bold, daring, elegant, it is the look of the 70s. It is available in oak, walnut, birch, and brasilia. What is the trademark name of this cool paneling? Again, question two, flat paneling is out. This paneling has deeper, wider grooves. The look is totally new. Bold, daring, elegant, it is the look of the 70s. It is available in oak, walnut, birch, and brasilia. What is the trademark name of this cool paneling? question 2 of Hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 2, flat paneling is out. This paneling has deeper, wider grooves. The look is totally new, bold, daring, elegant. It is the look of the 70s. It is available in oak, walnut, birch, and Brasilia. What is the trademark name of this cool paneling? Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 2 of Hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 2, flat paneling is out. This paneling has deeper, wider grooves. The look is totally new, bold, daring, elegant. It is the look of the 70s. It is available in oak, walnut, birch, and Brasilia. What is the trademark name of this cool paneling? Dimension 5 is your answer. Again, the answer to question 2, Dimension 5. Moving on to question 3 of Hour 21. Question 3, it was an 80-to-1 long shot, but a sitcom character claimed to live his life long shot to long shot. Johnny Fever tried unsuccessfully to bet on a long shot horse. What is the name of the 80-to-1 long shot which ultimately won the race? Again, that's question 3, it was an 80-to-1 long shot, but a sitcom character claimed to live his life long shot to long shot. Johnny Fever tried unsuccessfully to bet on a long shot horse. What is the name of the 80-to-1 long shot which ultimately won the race? Good luck.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. Golden idols action! They're selling you. Made a stoner.
And we are on question 3 of hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 3, it was an 80-1 long shot, but a sitcom character claimed to live his life long shot to long shot. Johnny Fever tried unsuccessfully to bet on a long shot horse. What is the name of the 80-1 long shot which ultimately won the race? Good luck. Back. That is all the time we have for question 3 of hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 3. It was an 80-1 long shot, but a sitcom character claimed to live his life long shot to long shot. Johnny Fever tried unsuccessfully to bet on a long shot horse. What is the name of the 80-1 long shot which ultimately won the race? Your answer, Fever Breaks. Again, the answer to question 3, Fever Breaks. Moving on to question 4. Strong advice here. Watch yourself when it comes to betting. For example, we know we should not trust a car that has been trusted to Midas. According to the radio spot that gives us this example, we should not bet on a certain horse. What is the name of that horse? Again, question 4. Strong advice here. Watch yourself when it comes to betting. For example, we know we should not trust a car that has been trusted to Midas. According to the radio spot that gives us this example, we should not bet on a certain horse. What is the name of that horse? Good luck. And we are on question four of our 21 for Trivia 44. Question four, strong advice here. Watch yourself when it comes to betting. For example, we know we should not trust a car that has been trusted to Midas. According to the radio spot that gives us this example, we should not bet on a certain horse. What is the name of that horse? Good luck. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question four of hour 21. Question four, strong advice here. Watch yourself when it comes to betting. For example, we know we should not trust a car that has been trusted to Midas. According to the radio spot that gives us this example, we should not bet on a certain horse. What is the name of that horse? The answer, tripod. Again, the answer for question four, tripod.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
And we are on question 5 of our 21 for Trivia 44. Question 5, get out your new Trivia Times and turn to picture 20. Call in and give us the first and last name of the woman in picture number 20 in the new Trivia Times. Again, question 5 for our 21, get out your new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 20. Call in and give us the first and last name of the woman in picture number 20 in the new Trivia Times. And we are on question 5 of hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 5, get out your new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 20. Call in and give us the first and last name of the woman in the picture number 20 in the new Trivia Times.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. I think you'll change, but there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, but your turn.
All right, phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 5 of hour 21. Question 5, get out your new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 20. Call in and give us the first and last name of the woman in picture number 20 in the new Trivia Times. The answer for number 5, Lynette Woodard. Again, the answer for question 5, Lynette Woodard. Moving on to question 6. Big screen character Sarah Thomas claims that the two curses of the English are bad skin and bad teeth. She tells Jonathan that she will read a particular book and write her number in it and then sell it to a used bookstore. If he finds the book, he can call her. What is the name of the book? Again, question 6. Big screen character Sarah Thomas claims that the two curses of the English are bad skin and bad teeth. She tells Jonathan that she will read a particular book and write her number in it and then sell it to a used bookstore. If he finds the book, he can call her. What is the name of the book?
Lesson, Mr. Victor, you haven't learned. Mr. Victor,
Question 6 of Hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 6. Big screen character Sarah Thomas claims that the two curses of the English are bad skin and bad teeth. She tells Jonathan that she will read a particular book and write her number in it and sell it to a used bookstore. If he finds the book, he can call her. What is the name of the book? Good luck. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 6 of Hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 6. Big screen character Sarah Thomas claims that the two curses of the English are bad skin and bad teeth. She tells Jonathan that she will read a particular book and write her number in it and then sell it to a used bookstore. If he finds the book, he can call her. What is the name of the book? Your answer, Love in the Time of Cholera. Again, the answer for question 6, Love in the Time of Cholera.
Cholera.
C-H-O-L-E-R-A. Cholera. Love in the Time of Cholera. All right, moving on to question 7 of Hour 21. Question 7. Although this company was once regional, things have changed and they are now national. Call in and sing the phone number and company name as it is sung in the Empire Carpet commercial. Again, that's question 7. Although this company was once regional, things have changed, now they are national. Call in and sing the phone number and company name as it is sung in the Empire Carpet commercial. Good luck. We are on question 7 of our 21. Question 7, although this company was once regional, things have changed and now they are national. Call in and sing the phone number and company name as it is sung in the Empire Carpet commercial.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Question 7 for hour 21 of Trivia 44. Question 7. Although this company was once regional, things have changed, and now they are national. Call in and sing the phone number and company name as it is sung in the Empire Carpet commercial.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire. Burning with a strange desire. And I know each time I kiss you that your heart's on the fire too. So, my darling, please surrender.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That is the only time that we have for question 7 of hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 7, although this company was once regional, things have changed, and now they are national. Call in and sing the phone number and company name as it is sung in the Empire Carpet commercial. Your answer, 800-588-2300.
Okay, well, Empire. I'll sing it one time. 800-588-2300 Empire.
All right. Answer for question 7, 800-588-2300 Empire. All right, moving on to question 8. sitcom character Cameron and his partner Mitchell, in order to teach their daughter the importance of taking a stand, sit in a tree in an attempt to save the tree. They ultimately save the tree from destruction. What is the full name they give to the tree? Again, that's question 8. Sitcom character Cameron and his partner Mitchell, in order to teach their daughter the importance of taking a stand, sit in a tree in an attempt to save the tree. They ultimately save the tree from destruction. What is the full name they give to the tree? Good luck. Question 8 for Hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 8, sitcom character Cameron and his partner Mitchell, in order to teach their daughter the importance of taking a stand, sit in a tree in an attempt to save the tree. They ultimately save the tree from destruction. What is the full name they give to the tree? Down in the back, phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question 8 of Hour 21 for Trivia 44. Question 8, sitcom character Cameron and his partner Mitchell, in order to teach their daughter the importance of taking a stand, sit in a tree in an attempt to save the tree. They ultimately save the tree from destruction. What is the full name they give to the tree? The answer, Triona Helmsley. Again, the answer for question 8, Triona Helmsley.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good afternoon. With 90FM News, I'm Amber Motter. A man who tried to flee from a New Hampshire jewelry store with a diamond ring worth $3,200 swallowed it. Employees at Bellman's Jewelers in Manchester say Ronald Purley came in Thursday and was looking for an engagement ring. Police say the 52-year-old Purley picked up a ring and ran toward the door. Workers confronted him, saying they saw Purley put his hand to his mouth and swallow. He denied swallowing the ring. Police got a search warrant and brought him to Elliott Hospital, where x-rays showed the 14-carat white gold ring with princess-cut diamonds inside him. Purley was arraigned on charges of theft and falsifying physical evidence. His $50,000 bail includes the ring's recovery. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 35 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 20 and Question 1 of Hour 22 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
What's up, Doc? This is Taylor from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus today?
Yes, you may focus.
Excellent. Well, what is your team's name?
We're the Franklin Street Burnouts.
All right. How did you guys get that name?
Well, it seemed logical. I mean, it is 420, and we live on Rice Street, so Rice is actually Aramaic for Franklin.
What exactly is up, Doc?
Kind of weird. I took some Viagra, and I got it stuck in my throat. I had a stiff neck for 3 hours.
I hear if it gets around 4 hours, you have to go to the hospital, though. I guess that makes my question of asking you what you're all doing to stay up this year kind of pointless, huh?
But we're actually looking at naked pictures of Oz. But they're in the dark, so it's not so bad.
Otherwise, you'd go blind, right?
Right.
I think you guys would do well with, why did the hobbits not take the eagles to Mordor?
That whole Peter Jackson thing? I mean, he gets paid by the hour, so, you know, boom, could have been 15 minutes and we would have been done. But no, Peter Jackson needs to drag it out, got to pay for that bariatric surgery. So, yeah, now we got 6 3-hour movies. Seriously, if they were going to tickle your butt with a feather, how about one of those eagle feathers, huh? You could do, like, a whole football team with that.
You rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
A new lamp, because that one's obviously defective.
All right, well, could you give me a good joke?
Did you hear about the wallet made out of elephant for?
No,
if
what
you
about
rub it,
it,
it becomes a suitcase. I love young people. They haven't heard all my old jokes.
What is the tastiest radio station in this whole universe?